He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour, live from Sarasota, Florida. A little cloudy here today. I tried to bring the sunshine with me from San Diego, but it was raining heavily here yesterday, raining all week the prior week, and looks like a rainy week this week, but it's sunny in the market today. What do we care? We're having a very, very good day in the market to start a new week. This Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up 278 points. We're closing in on 25,000 again. Remember, we were above 26,000 at one time, but we'll take today's move up 280 to 24,995. The S&P 500 is up 19 points to 2,732. NASDAQ having a very good day, especially the semiconductor stocks. They seem to be the leaders in the market today. And anything that could have been impacted by the tariffs, you're having a big day in Boeing, Caterpillar, Deere, stocks like that. Talk about that in a minute as to why. NASDAQ up 61 points, 7,415. We're back above the 7,400 level. The Russell 2000 up 9 points after breaking out to new highs last week, all-time highs. 1636 now on the Russell 2000. Crude oil up 29 cents. To $71.50. Gold gaining no traction whatsoever this year. One of the lagging asset classes in 2018. Gold is down $4 to $1,287 per ounce. Silver down 2 cents to $16.43. And the 10-year yield 3.08. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Broadcasting this week, however, from beautiful downtown Sarasota, right on the water here. Little cloudy, raining yesterday, raining all last week. Expected to rain all this week, but it's sunshine in the market. Today, we have a few appointments left. We're 95% booked for the week. But if you want to try to squeeze something in, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. And by tomorrow, we should have our Dallas plans firmed up. We do have the date, June 17th through 22nd. And meeting with folks there all week in Dallas, in the Las Colinas area. That is also filling up fast. You can book an appointment with us there, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Well, last week was really a pretty dull week in the market. When all was said and done, we were down just a little bit in the markets. I did note in my newsletter over the weekend, however, the unusual activity taking place in the small cap stocks. The S&P 600 is now up 7% year to date. That compares with the S&P 500, which is now up about 2%. So we're finally seeing, after a couple of years of dominance by the large cap stocks, we're seeing a little catch-up, Hunt's catch-up, the slow cut by the small cap stocks. And I went through the S&P 600 index, all 600 stocks. I flipped through them very quickly in my charts, and I did mark a few, several, maybe a dozen, maybe about 20, that looked very, very impressive. So I do own a lot of small caps in the ultra growth portfolio. just remember this as you go through the S&P 600 and the S&P or the Russell 2000, there's a lot of garbage. It's a garbage pile out there. That's why I really don't want to own the small cap indexes themselves. Let's eliminate the waste. Let's cut the fat. Let's get rid of the garbage, and let's focus on the better stocks within those indexes, the Russell 2000 and the small cap S&P 600. The S&P 400, which is the mid-cap index, is also starting to outperform the bigger caps. You know, I just got to think that we've had some real outperformance here for the last couple of years. It has been a large cap growth, a U.S. large cap growth dominated market, and maybe it's time for a little bit of, cooling off in the large caps and a little bit of catching up by the small and the mid-cap stocks. So we will be hunting, fishing, searching all week long in that small cap, mid cap arena. Gold continues to lag very badly, a very poor performer on a relative basis, a laggard in the asset class race in 2018, and of course the bond market having a terrible year, also a big, big laggard in the asset class race. It continues to be a stock or equity-dominated world. That's where the best returns continue to be. We continue to see earnings growth in the S&P 500. I'll have an update for you sometime today or tomorrow on how this earnings season, which is now winding down to a close. I think we're going to get about 25 more stocks this week in the S&P 500 reporting earnings. Well, why is the market starting this week off by soaring? I knew yesterday when I saw the news that Mnuchin on the talk shows yesterday said, well, we're going to put the trade war on hold for now. You know, that's probably a good idea. Not so sure that the tariffs were a good idea in the first place. But it did cause some movement, though. There's no question about that. I think it pushed China closer to reciprocal trade. But it certainly upset the market. And I think as you look at the uneven performance in the market ever since President Trump announced the trade war, it really put a halt to the steamroller that was taking place back in January of this year. Will we get back to that steamroller? Well, it all depends on this earnings growth continuing. And we, again, will have an update here on how this earnings season has gone and what has that done to the earnings expectations for this year and the earnings expectations for next year. Earnings have been growing since 2009, and what has been following those earnings? Just like a school of tuna chasing a school of sardines, the stock market has been following those earnings higher. And it stands to reason that when those earnings begin to top out and begin to recede like they did in 2007, look out below this bull market, which is now 9 years plus long in the tooth, will then start to unravel. But right now, not seeing that out there on the horizon. And it can only help to have this trade war put on hold right now. That has been one of the anchors around the neck of the market that's just kept it down. Maybe Trump's advisors convinced him of that, and now we've got the market unchained again here today. It's going to help the farming sector. China has agreed to buy massive amounts of additional farm and agricultural products, so we'll keep our eye on the fertilizer stocks, such as CF Industries. We'll keep our eyes on the farming equipment stocks, such as Deere, etc. They could be some big winners now that the trade war has been put on hold for now. We're declaring a truce. Oh, look at Deere. Yeah, very big move here. Of course, they reported earnings last week that were good, and now they've got good news on the trade war truce, the truce for now. And when we come back, some of the biggest winners, some of the sectors of the market that stand to benefit the most from the trade war moving to the sidelines for now when we come back. This is Sarasota Week on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A few appointments left. We're at the Westin Hotel right on the waterfront on Gulfstream Avenue and Marine View Drive. Come and see us this week, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to Sarasota Week on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'll be here all week enjoying the sights. Mostly, working. It's definitely a working vacation here, meeting with folks all week. We do have a few spots left. If you want to try to squeeze in an appointment while we're here, we may not be back for several months here in the Sarasota area. So if you'd like to meet with us, give us a call at 855-611-BEST or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, with the trade war now on hold and the demilitarized zone set up between the U.S. and China and the white flags waving for now, there has been a ceasefire declared. And as I look inside the indexes today, it's pretty obvious to the sectors that have been weighted down by the trade war talks and now are starting to respond quite positively to this news of a ceasefire. Let's look inside the NASDAQ 100 composite here, okay? The leading percentage gainers today. Number one, Micron Technology, all right, a chip maker. Number four, Applied Materials, having a good day. Applied Materials is up 3.3%. I don't have any position in either Micron or Applied Materials, but Applied Materials is up 3.3% today. The number five percent gainer in the NASDAQ today, Intel. That is a very good chart on Intel. I talked about Intel in my newsletter over the weekend as a possible position in an income and growth portfolio, because not only has Intel been growing their earnings by 14% per year over the last 5 years, but Intel also offers a dividend. And right now the dividend yield is 2.2%. Very good, solid chart on Intel. Okay, now we look at more of these top percent movers in the NASDAQ composite. There's Western Digital, another technology chip storage related stock. Next up we have ASM Lithography. That is one that I do own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's up 2.4% today. Lam Research is right there. I do not own Lam Research. It's up 2% today. And then I see some of the Chinese-related stocks. I see C-Trip, which is kind of their Priceline, which is now Booking.com. That would be the Chinese version, C-Trip. I see JD.com, top performer this morning. JD.com, a bit of an Amazon over there in China. And then a whole bunch more semiconductor stocks. I see Skyworks near the top. I see Xilinx. I see Microchip Technology. I see Broadcom. I see Maxim. And then I see a couple of non-chip related stocks in the biggest percent movers today. I see both Alphabet and Netflix having a very good day today. Now, let's look inside the S&P 500 index, where a lot of those chip stocks also reside. So we're going to get a little bit of overlap here. Micron, the leading mover in the S&P 500 after this announcement of a ceasefire in the trade wars. Applied Materials, Intel, Cuervo. Look at that. General Electric is up 2.5. You know, that's not a bad chart on General Electric. I don't own it. Maybe it's finally bottomed. How could things get any worse? There's Boeing right there, leading performer. Oh, that's a nice chart. I'm glad I got back into my Boeing. I took a break from Boeing during the trade wars. I got back into it a couple of weeks ago, and I'm happy that I did, as it is nearing a new all-time high on a billion shares trading today. No, 1 million. What is that? 1 million shares trading today. It's at $360 per share. I see Agilent with a good percentage move today. I see Caterpillar with a very good percentage move today. Caterpillar, obviously, reacting favorably to the trade war ceasefire. What else? I see a few oil stocks up there. Range Resources, Alphabet, Macy's, good report last week, Netflix, 3M. These are some of the leaders in the S&P 500 today. Now let's just take a look for fun inside the Dow. And I got to believe Intel is the top performing Dow stock this morning. GE number two, Boeing number three, Caterpillar. Nothing wrong with Apple today, 189.22. Cisco, Microsoft. So definitely the technology stocks are dominating the move in the market today. That's good because I continue to like the technology stocks. Where are you going to find growth at a reasonable price still? More than any other sector than the technology stocks. Okay, a little bit of other world news, global news, before we zero in on the stocks, although we've talked about a lot of individual stocks here. Venezuela's Maduro wins re-election. Well, you know, I mean, gosh, how could he lose? He's just doing a great job down there in Venezuela. People love breadlines. Wonder what would have happened if they would have voted against him, you know. Average price of gas now, $3 per gallon, as oil price is now above $70 per barrel. We're at 71. I continue to be bullish on the oil patch. I think I called it pretty good getting into the oil stocks in the fall of last year after being absent from them for a couple of years. One of the commodities, commodity prices have been moving up here recently. One of the commodities that has been left behind, however, copper. I continue to own a mining stock that has copper in its name. Copper is actually down 6% year to date, but maybe with the truce in the trade war, we'll get a little push on copper. A little bit of news on Amazon today. How is Amazon doing? Amazon is up $7.72. The Washington Post is reporting that, now this is big news if you own Amazon, okay? President Trump pushed U.S. Postmaster General Megan Brennan to double the rate charged to Amazon and other companies to ship packages. Well, I know that Amazon cut a very favorable deal with the U.S. Postal Service, and they not making any money on that deal, but they wanted to get their business. However, Brennan has resisted, explaining that the arrangements are under contract. You see, you can't break a contract and need review by a regulatory commission. But that could hurt Amazon. Amazon spent $21 billion on shipping in 2017. So obviously any kind of rise in price of shipping would not be good for Amazon. I continue to be long the stock, however. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
welcome to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It is Trade War Truce Week, and the market likes it. We're seeing a big, big jump in the technology stocks today, particularly the semiconductor stocks. And we're also seeing a big jump in some of the, you know, the ones that could have been caught up, like Caterpillar and Boeing, etc. They are celebrating today. The farm equipment, the farm stocks, farming-related stocks, also having a very, very good day. Well, a couple other stories here that I couldn't resist. Campbell Soup is blaming the tariff. Now, the tariffs... Was there tariffs on potatoes and carrots and noodles and things like this? Why would anybody own Campbell's Soup in the first place? It was down 11.9% on Friday. The CEO decided to retire on Friday. Now, if you have Campbell's Soup in your portfolio, it's okay to have it in your pantry. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. I always have some Campbell's Soup in my pantry. But in your portfolio, you got to fire that money manager immediately. They were blaming, well, we think maybe the tariffs were behind our $393 million loss in Q1. Wilbur Ross took a shot at them by claiming that the company is blaming tariffs for its lack of profit. Yeah, I think maybe management might have more to do with that. Now, if you're near a Starbucks and you need to use the bathroom, their bathrooms are now open to everyone. You know, I just know what downtown San Diego was like, and it's getting worse all the time, and there's many Starbucks in downtown San Diego, and there's a gigantic homeless population in downtown San Diego, and you know what? We'll see how that works out for Starbucks. Any person who enters a Starbucks, including patios, cafes, and restrooms, regardless of whether they make a purchase, is considered a customer. Starbucks will close its outlets on the afternoon of May 29th for anti-bias education. Isn't that nice? Cryptocurrency. We always got to mention these cryptocurrencies. I remember not that long ago when Riot was the talk of the town. Remember that blockchain stock, Riot Blockchain, that had never made a penny in their life? That stock ran up to $46 per share in mid-December when I was warning as loudly as I could about the cryptocurrency craze. And the companies that were joining in, I remember there was an iced tea company that changed their name to somehow indicate that they were involved in blockchain, and that thing went flying. You know, every week I'll get an email or two from a person somewhere there about some stock that's the hot stock of the day or the week. And I'll look at it and I'll say, man, there's just nothing behind this. This is just trading on thin air. Well, Riot Blockchain was trading on thin ice when it went from $3 a share to $46. So congratulations to those of you who made money on the way up. It's the greater fool theory type of trading. Hopefully somebody will buy your stock at a higher price than what you bought it at. And when the game's over, it's over. Riot got up to $46 per share. It's now $8.69, and now it is part of a formal investigation by the SEC. They want to take a look at Riot and what they were saying during that period of time. Now, let's just take a stock that's got something a little more tangible, okay? This is one that I own. Is this the wave of the future? Square is Jack Dorsey's other stock. Jack Dorsey, the founder and CEO, I don't know if he's the CEO anymore, of Twitter, which hasn't made a lot of money. But Square, on the other hand, is now a $23 billion market cap stock company. But here's an added twist to the Square story. Some Square customers are now using the payment company's cash app more like a bank account than the company had expected. CEO Jack Dorsey plans to make the most of it. The money transfer app had 7 million active customers in December, the company told investors in its latest quarterly letter. People are using this as their primary banking account. And in some cases, it's their only banking account, Dorsey said at the Consensus Blockchain Conference in New York. Now, there's a real blockchain stock, you see. Riot? The name should have been a clue, you know. The symbol should have been a clue. Fair and Square, on the other hand, Square is now becoming a banking stock. And believe me, it's growing a lot faster than Citigroup. Doesn't have all the scandals that Wells Fargo has. And doesn't have the slow growth that a lot of the banking stocks have. Dorsey says that shows there's an underserved audience that Square is reaching. You know what? I hate the big banks. I hate Wells Fargo with a passion, doing business with them. I hate Bank of America with a passion. I hate Chase with a passion. No wonder people are switching to some of these online payment apps and services and companies to do their banking. Banking aspirations weren't totally out of the blue. Last September, Square had announced plans to apply for a banking license in the state of Utah. You know, I just think back on the great IPOs of Visa and MasterCard and how well they've done since then. Does Square and PayPal, do they have that kind of potential? You know, I use PayPal a lot myself. Will eventually I be cutting PayPal checks to my vendors and using PayPal as my online bank? Well, it's a very distinct possibility. There's a bank in San Diego that I've owned in the past. It's called Bank of the Internet. The symbol is BOFI. I had some bad luck with it back in 2015, 2016. One of the officers sued the company and was a whistleblower and claimed foul and all kinds of, things were going on. Well, I should have stuck with it because now this $2 internet bank back in 2011 is a $42 internet bank in 2018. It's now a $2.6 billion market cap company as more and more people are turning to banks without any bricks or mortars, without any branches, without any locations. And I think Square could be squarely in the middle of that. And that's the reason that I own Square in my premier growth portfolio. All right, a few other stories here that caught my eye today. There's a lot of deals. I said this would be a record year of deals. The reason it will be a record year of deals is because there's so much cash sitting on the sidelines out there. Fifth Third Bank is buying MB Financial for nearly $5 billion. Now, why is it important to know that this could be a record year of deals? We want to be in on the stocks that are getting bought out. So far, I have not had that happen to me. I do not own MB Financial, but there's a deal. Blackstone is buying LaSalle Hotels, LHO, for $4.8 billion. There's another deal. Roper Technologies is acquiring PowerPlan for $1.1 billion. And Microsoft is buying artificial intelligence startup Symantec Machines. There's another deal. That's a conversational artificial intelligence company. Well, we can have a conversation now with our Microsoft product. What is their product? Not Siri. They have their own. I don't know. I find it useless. Cortana? I think I'm going to have a conversation with Cortana during the break. More stocks to talk about when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, live from Sarasota, Florida, where I will be all week. And if you'd like to squeeze in an appointment with us, we've got a very, very busy calendar. I'm here with my planner. He'll be arriving later this afternoon. And you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Just leave a message there. We'll get back to you. Or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. And Dallas coming up in June, so we're looking forward to that. Okay, how is earnings season going so far? Well, so far, 93% of the companies have reported earnings. 22 of the S&P 500 companies will report earnings this week. Out of those 93 companies that have reported earnings, 78% have beat their earnings estimates, while 77% have beat their sales estimates. This tells you how good these companies are at sandbagging the analyst, right? They continue to beat, especially the sales. That's what's really impressive. You know, obviously, you can credit the tax cuts for a lot of the earnings beats, but not the sales. So that just confirms that companies continue to grow their companies, and that has continued to lead this market higher. In fact, by the end of this year, right now, the projections are for 19.4% growth in earnings versus last year. This will be one of the best years in many moons, in many years, for earnings growth. And of course, this is not a young expansionary phase in the economy. It's 9 years long in the tooth, and to get this kind of growth at this stage of the game is quite remarkable. 19.4% is what we're expecting this year so far in earnings growth versus the same year quarters last year, same year last year. And next year, we're looking for another 10% growth in earnings. But as always, we monitor that every single week, as that continues to be one of the very best indicators for the future of this bull market. How many analysts, how many market pundits out there have been bullish on the market like I have? There were a few times I grew cautious, but every week in the newsletter, I came along and said, you know what? We're still in a bull market. I've been saying that now for 9 years plus. You know, I think of some of these guys that are on all the time. I hear them all the time. For years they've been saying, we don't like the market here. We're waiting for a pullback. We think that this market is exhausted, that it's topped out. We think this market is too expensive. We think these earnings are all due to buybacks. We think these are fake earnings. We don't think they're real earnings. and on and on and on. And I could say that many of them have been bearish this entire 9 years. So I always say, choose your gurus wisely. There's a lot of people that really like to follow very negative people. Well, I'm going to be negative at some point in time. I'm not a perma bull, but I'm a mathematician. I'm a numbers follower. I'm a numbers guy. I crunch numbers. And every Friday and Saturday, I go through my internal research of looking at all the ins and outs and nooks and crannies of the market to help me make an educated decision, not a decision that will get me headlines or get me on the Fox Business Channel or sell lots of newsletters. I see plenty of that on the internet, plenty of that. No, this is my own internal research that I use to determine my stance on the market. But it goes much further than that, than just my stance on the market. It goes into the indexes. It goes into the asset classes. It goes into the individual stocks in the market. There's a lot that goes into it. I don't just stick my finger into the wind and try to guess which way the market's headed next. It's based on real research. And I share that research with my radio listeners and my newsletter every week. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. So with this quarter almost in the books now, this quarter we're looking for earnings growth of 24.5% versus the same comparable quarter last year. And we're looking for revenue growth of 8.4% versus the same comparable quarter last year. Where are we at on a valuation point of view on this market right now? We stand at 16.4 times forward earnings. We started the year at 18.4 times forward earnings. So not only has this been a knockout quarter, second one in a row, but the market has gotten cheaper by 200 basis points on the forward PE, going from 18.4 to 16.4. The five-year average forward PE has been 16x, so we're a little above that. I think the market made quite an adjustment here when the trade war talk started and when interest rates started to head higher. Those are the two biggest factors in the market right now. But it would seem that the market is starting to get used to interest rates above 3. I think it's here to stay. We're now at 3.08. I have no exposure to the bond market whatsoever. Bond free since July of 2016. And the market at 16.4 times forward earnings. And now with the trade war put on hold, might be a good time to talk to Gunderson, huh? We're here all week in Sarasota, but you don't have to be in Sarasota to have a conversation. I have clients all over the country. You can just leave a message there, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, or go to GundersonCapital.com. If you're not happy, if you've got an asset allocation portfolio, or if your portfolio is full of the soggy stocks of yesteryear like Campbell Soup and others, even worse, give us a call at 855-611-BEST or get the newsletter. That's a way to become familiar with what we do here. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.